Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outlook. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. So you guys, we are just zooming through this month of July. And when I say zooming, you know how many Zoom meetings you've had. I know I've had a lot. You know, I was sitting here thinking today, as I'm working on some projects, that there is always time for something, right? There's so many things that could use our attention, and they're all so important. Every project that we have on our planner, every task that we're asked to fulfill, usually they make a difference and they need our attention. Maybe you have something very special to bring to the table that could really make a project that someone has in mind for you to do better. I don't doubt that. I'm sure you don't either. Here's the thing. If every project someone brings to you could use your special touch, then you'll never be done with projects. So you see where I'm going here. Yes, our focus today is limit setting. It's not a fun topic because we don't want limits. You know, we're like no limit warriors. We want to be able to do everything. I know I do. I will have my energy drink or my coffee and I will make it work. I'll stay up late. And I love when things come together. But let's be realistic. We only have so much energy. We all have to face that fact. And when we do something, we want to put our all into it, but we want to do it right. And in order to do it right, that means we really need to think about and discern with what we take on and how much energy we put into it. So here's the deal. When you're taking on things and you say yes, find out what the allotment is of time that's expected. If the answer is whatever you can put into it, that's a good answer. But for you, now you have to figure out how much time do you have to put into it. So if someone else doesn't answer your question, that's okay. Now you need to answer your question. So for example, if I say, you know, Tara, I've got this amazing book project that I need you to help me with. And sounds great. Sounds like you can make it work. You can ask that person how much time they need. And they say, well, you tell me what you got. Well, I might consider that I work full time, a very busy practice right now during a global pandemic. You got to count in the pandemic, guys. This is not regular life. I want to remind you of that. Everything is different now. So you kind of like partition more time for that pandemic situation. You know, we do things differently these days. Okay. So, you know, there's no babysitters. Things are a little different. So you want to really gauge for that. And then you want to gauge what your responsibilities are outside of your job and outside of this project. So maybe you've already committed to some other things. Maybe you're on some committees in your neighborhood or some boards in your community. Maybe a local corporation has asked you to be on a focus group. Maybe you have some articles that you need to source and write for whoever, okay? So think through those things that you've already committed to, and then based on that, you go the lowest denominator. So I would say, if that was the case, I would partition, let's say, an hour. I might say, you know what? I have an hour a week I can start off for you. I can give you that. And then you can see how that goes. Once you devote that hour, make notes. I would do a journal entry afterwards. Was this a challenge getting 60 minutes of work done during this 7-day period? Was it easy and a breeze? Could I take on more realistically with my workload, or even if my workload grew? Or is this a really good place to stop and start? Because anything more could be a challenge. Those are questions you want to ask yourself. It's so easy to take on more, especially if you have a little lull. Remember, the lulls don't mean that you're not going to get any busy work. The lulls don't mean that it's going to stay lulled, okay? So keep in mind that even if you have a time in your life where things are slow, they might speed up really fast. And you want to allot for that. So an hour might be adequate at first, and then you gauge and you could say, well, you know what? I might be able to take on a little bit more, but let me stick to an hour a week for about a month and see how that goes. See how much you can get accomplished. I hope that helps you guys. Remember to subscribe and share and review me. I want to know what you think. Also, a cool thing that you could do is listen with your friends and talk about this stuff, because you can stretch these things out into longer support groups if you need to. I appreciate you being here. Thanks again and be well. Thank you.